Dreamscape presents The Tragedy at Marsden Manor by Agatha Christie, narrated by Charles Armstrong. The Tragedy at Marsden Manor, first published in The Sketch, April 18, 1923. I'd been called away from town for a few days, and on my return found Poirot in the act of strapping up his small valise.
À la bonne heure, Hastings. I feared you would not have returned in time to accompany me.
You are called away on a case, then?
Yes, though I am bound to admit that on the face of it, the affair does not seem promising. The Northern Union Insurance Company have asked me to investigate the death of a Mr. Mal Travers, who a few weeks ago insured his life with them for the large sum of £50,000.
Yes, I said, much interested.
There was, of course, the usual suicide clause in the policy. In the event of his committing suicide within a year, the premiums would be forfeited. Mr. Maltravers was duly examined by the company's own doctor, and although he was a man slightly past the prime of life, was passed as being in quite sound health. However, on Wednesday last, the day before yesterday, the body of Mr. Maltravers was found in the grounds of his house in Essex, Marsden Manor, and the cause of his death is described as some kind of internal hemorrhage. That in itself would be nothing remarkable, but sinister rumours as to Mr. Maltravers's financial position have been in the air of late, and the Northern Union have ascertained beyond any possible doubt that the deceased gentleman stood upon the verge of bankruptcy. Now that alters matters considerably. Maltravers had a beautiful young wife, and it is suggested that he got together all the ready money he could for the purpose of paying the premiums on a life insurance for his wife's benefit.